Welcome. Today I am going to be teaching you some signs of a toxic friendship. As a motherless daughter, we are at a very high risk of attracting toxicity into our lives in the form of a friendship. So let's get into it. My name is Zainab and I am your host. Thank you for joining me. This is the Empowering Motherless Daughter podcast, where we get to empower motherless daughters to change, grow, and heal. If today's your first time, I want you to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Thank you for joining me all. So what is a friendship? According to Google, a friendship is a state of mutual trust and support between allied nations. Listen, it is mutual between two people, a mutual trust and support. So a one-sided friendship is not a healthy friendship. It has to be between both parties or coming from both parties. Now, according to Aristotle, he is the philosopher way back in the day, he had three types of friendships that he talked about. The first one is the friendship of pleasure. This is the fun friend, the friend that you do all kinds of fun, silly activities with. You know, you hang out with, you go to the club, wherever you go to, whatever you do to have fun. This is that friend. The second type of friend is a friend of utility. Now, don't get me wrong, a friend of utility can sometimes become a lifetime friend. But most of the time, a friend of utility is a friend where both parties are benefiting. An example would be a schoolmate, a colleague, or a business partner. This is a friend where there is a mutual thing between the both of you. Something, this friend is not for you, they're not against you. It just so happens to be that school is what's holding you. That's the glue. Or work is the glue. I've heard people say, well, since I left that job, I haven't been able to connect with Mary. That's just an example. Mary and I used to go to lunch all the time. We used to have fun all the time. We used to do things all the time at work. But ever since I left the job, she doesn't text me back. She doesn't call me back. Well, that's because you and Mary, what held you guys together was the job. That Mary was not for you. So I hope you guys are getting it. That a friendship of utility is not a friend. It's just a work friend, a school friend, a business partner. That does not mean that that friendship cannot evolve to something greater. It depends on the other party. It has to be a mutual thing. It cannot just be one-sided friendship. The third type of friendship is a friendship of the good. This is your confidant. This is a friend that loves you unconditionally. They are there for you through the good, the bad, the ugly. They are happy for you when you win. They are excited for whatever adventure you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to accomplish. This is a friend that is for you, and they will fight for you whether you are there or not. They have your back. They are loyal to you. This is a friendship that is based on commitment. They're there for you and your well-being. It is based on mutual respect, appreciation, value for each other, love, and a solid support system. They recognize the greatness in you. And this type of friend is down for whatever. They are for you. And if you have experienced this, You have that friend in your life that you know that they are for you. I want you to pause this episode and call them right now and thank them for being a good friend to you. Because this type of friend, this type of friendship is once in a lifetime. It is not something that you just get so easily. To find someone that is for you, your well-being, everything about you, honey, it is very hard to find. So if you have one, it's okay. Pause me right now and call them up and say thank you for being a good friend. Okay? This is an amazing friendship. It's once in a lifetime. So continue to water that friendship so you guys can grow. I know people say, oh, I don't need a friend. I can do all bad by myself. I can be all bad by myself. No. Everyone needs a friend. Everyone, including you and I. So be open. Don't close yourself off. Don't close yourself off and think that people are bad out there. That is not true. There are plenty of good, amazing people out there. And if you stay open, you release all of that negativity and toxicity on the inside of you. You will create room for love, for good people to come into your life. Now that we've talked about the three types of friendships, we're going to talk about signs to look for in a bad friendship, okay? A toxic friend. You don't want this person in your life because they would drain you, sis. You don't want them. The first sign is lack of loyalty. A person that is not loyal to you is not for you. Don't try to make excuses like I do. Don't do it, girl. Sis, don't do it. A person that is not loyal to you is not for you. If they talk behind your back, they're not for you. If they sleep with your man, they're not for you. If you cannot trust them, they're not for you. If they gossip behind your back, they're not for you. Okay? If they're different with you when other people are around, they're not for you. They're not your friend. Cut them loose. Let them go. The second type of toxicity is, do they clap when you win? Do they smile? A friend that doesn't clap for you when you win. Oh, honey, that is not your friend. Now, according to Maha Maven, she said, a friend that does the beatbox when you tell them your dreams or your goals, you need to let that friend go. Meaning, an example would be, if I say to my friend, I want to become a millionaire, and she said, psh, that's beatbox. You know, they're like, psh, girl, psh. That is not a friend, okay? I can't do it right, but that is not a friend. They don't care about you, so you need to let them go. It's okay for you to be alone than for you to have someone that is going to drain you and create negativity in your life and doesn't support you. It is okay. Open yourself up for the right people to come into your life. The third type of toxicity is, do they disrespect or embarrass you in public? Nowadays, people call it shade. My friend should not be shading me in public, okay? If you're my friend, you should not be shading me in public or disrespecting me in public. That is not okay. The fourth thing here is, are they competitive? I'll give you an example. This did not happen to me, but a coworker of mine was talking about her experience with her friend. This is what she said. She said, I cut my hair. My friend cut her hair. I bought a Mercedes Benz. She bought a Mercedes Benz. The same type, same class, everything. Then I bought a new house. I moved from my old house. I bought a new one. She moved from her old house and bought a new one two doors down. I don't know. That to me is a slight. I don't know. That's like a, that's toxicity on another level. That is too much for me. You know, a friend that is that competitive, that is not healthy. I mean, a hint of competitiveness is okay, but like when it is like to that extent, I don't know if I'm okay with that. So you make the judgment for yourself. The number five here is, are they a liar? Are they straightforward with you? Are they constantly telling you stories? I mean, do they lie in front of your face? Like just blatantly lie? That is not a friend, sis. Number six, are they controlling? Do they give you unsolicited advice? Like they treat you like you are a project. They want to fix you up. That is not a friend. Please don't mistake that person to be your friend. A friend that gives you constantly unsolicited advice, treating you like a project, trying to fix you up or whatever the case may be, that is not your friend. That is very disrespectful, actually. So no, that is not your friend, sis. Number seven, are they negative? And they don't have to be negative towards you for them to be negative. Are they negative about themselves, their life? I can't stand negative people. I'm just saying, I really cannot. A person that does not see the beauty of life or does not see that tomorrow could be better, I can't. Because I don't want to think like that. I love having hope. And a person that takes hope away from me is a negative person. I don't want them around me. Because if you are negative and you cannot enjoy life and you think low and less of yourself, there is no way you will be able to be happy for me. There is no way. So for that reason, I don't want you in my life, sis. Thank you so much. Number eight, do they try to make you compromise your values? An example would be you have a friend that she likes to drink. She drinks all the time. She likes to smoke. And when you tell them you don't want to do that, they start judging you. And then they'll say something like, oh, well, I'm going to make you smoke this time. You're going to smoke this. I'm going, like, that's not your friend, sis. If I tell you I don't want to smoke, why are you making me feel bad for not smoking? And why is it a goal of yours to get me to smoke? Or to get me to do something bad that I don't want to do? That is not your friend, okay? Cut them loose. Anyone that tries to make you compromise on your values, sooner or later, they're going to resent you for not being like them because they're going to be judging you all the time. That is not a good environment. Cut them loose. Number nine, they ghost you. Okay, listen. I have been ghosted so many times and I never knew what that meant until I was researching for this episode. When someone ghosts, just like they dodge your calls, they don't call you back, they don't go to your events, they just don't care for you. I never really knew that there's a thing called ghosting, but now I do. I used to, oh my gosh, I'm not even gonna cry, but I can remember at the age of like maybe 9 years old, I have been wanting to just have a bond or connection with another female, but I never knew that I was like really lonely. And so I used to like go to some of my friends' house. Like I never have friends that come to visit me or come to see that I was okay. And since I was a little girl, I have literally been doing it all my life. I used to go to friends' house and I would be there and they wouldn't even speak to me and I would just be there. I don't know. As a kid, I was just, like right now I can see it as I'm talking about it. I would just be there and I would constantly continue to go. And I remember in my early 20s, one of my friends, she said to me, if I don't call you, then you should know that I'm busy. I'm doing something else. I have my other friends to call. I have my other friends to think about. And, you know, and that, like, guys, you would think that I would, like, stop trying. I kept trying to be friends with this girl. Like, even when she slept with my boyfriend, I didn't even care about the boy. I just wanted her to be my friend. And she would say such mean things to me. I would call her. She wouldn't call me back. I would text her. She would take like days to text me back. And I just kept trying. And when I was doing this research, and I just realized like I have constantly put myself in positions to be hurt, for people to hurt me. And it's not their fault. It's because I was so broken that I didn't know that they were hurting me. I felt hurt, but I made excuses for them. And I kept trying to work on the friendships. That's why at this stage in my life, I haven't really experienced friendship of good. I haven't experienced that because, one, I have never been open and vulnerable to people. A lot of my friends used to say that I was very secretive, but I just never knew how to be vulnerable to people. I never knew how to. I always felt like me being vulnerable meant that I was weak. So I just stayed to myself. I would be friends with people, but I was never open. That could be the case why I never developed such good friendships. But also, I was probably like a pushy friend. I wanted people to like me. I wanted friends to like me. I dreamt of having these amazing friendships, and they just never really happened because I was never in a good place mentally, emotionally. I couldn't give that to myself, let alone give that to another person. And I have been like that my whole life and never realized it. When I was doing the research for this show, and I really started seeing how I was, you know, thinking back at age 7, 8, 9, how I was like just always trying to be friends with someone that never wanted to be friends with me, that I know emotionally, mentally, they couldn't be there for me, but I wanted to be their friend anyway. If you are in this position, please take care of you. Know that you are enough and you matter. You don't have to sell yourself short, sell yourself low to have a friend. The right person will come into your life, but you have to get rid of all that negativity and toxicity from the inside of you to create space for love and abundance. So I hope that this helps. I hope that you are able to see that you are enough and forgive yourself for the times that you kept trying to work on toxic friendships. Because for me, I didn't know. So I had to forgive myself and choose better for myself. I'm still working on how to be a friend. I still don't know how to be a friend fully, but I know that I have to be honest. I have to be loyal. I have to be faithful. I have to be committed. I know all these things. So I'm hoping with that and me creating room in my heart that the right friend will come along. The last sign here is the backhanded compliment. And I have another story on that. I had a friend, she said to me after a couple of years, she and I have been friends. One day we were talking on the phone and she said to me, you know, when I saw you, I really didn't want to be a friend or something like that. She was like, because I thought you were like one of those like trashy, useless girls from Philadelphia. And I thought to myself, at the time I was like, oh. And then she followed up with, but you have been a pleasant surprise. But I thought to myself, like, why would you think that of me when you didn't even know me? And I realized in that moment that one of the reasons why I have always had like this feeling in my heart about our friendship was because She was never fully involved with me, and she was constantly judging me while she and I were friends, until she finally saw that I wasn't that person. So she could not be a friend to me initially because she judged me. She kept judging me the whole time. And our friendship wasn't something that was mutually, it wasn't like we saw each other and we became friends. We just had mutual people in our circle. And from that, a lot of things happened, and then we became friends. But it wasn't one of those friendships that was like authentic. I hope I'm making sense. It wasn't an authentic friendship. It was like a, by the way, pass by. I don't know how to explain it, friendship. So when she said that to me, that's how she saw me the whole time. Because I used to feel like she was judgy, but I just never had anything concrete to be like, okay, this is what she was saying about me, until she finally said it. So my instincts were right. You know, I hope I'm making sense here. But anyway, these are the 10 signs to look for in a friendship, to know if the friendship is toxic. Please be open, be willing to love, be willing to receive love, be willing to be kind, and most importantly, be willing to let go. Let go of all that pain, that negativity and toxicity on the inside of you. I know that we as motherless daughters, we have a hard time building relationships with other women, because the first woman that we're supposed to experience love and bondage, you know, well, not bondage, but bonding with, that did not take place. So that there's a brokenness right there. And from that, we have difficulty establishing friendships. But what I want you to do today is I want you to do an inventory of all your friendships in your life and categorize them. This can make things easier for you. I know it did for me, because I'm able to see, this is a friend that I can have fun with, but this is not a friend I can count on in a crisis situation. And that's okay. I know not to discuss anything deep with this friend. This is a fun friend. This is a work friend. This is my confidant. I'm working on that confidant level. I'm working on that friend that is truly for me. All for me. But right now, I do have a fun friends. I do have co-workers that are friends. I also have an in-between co-worker friendship and a confidant, that good friend. I have someone in the middle right now. And so I'm grateful for that. I am. But I would like to have that solid support system friendship, that love friendship, that it's just that person is for you and I am for them. And I want you to know too that a good friend or a friend of good can be your partner, they can be your lover, they can be your sister, they can be your cousin. So don't eliminate these people from your life. Okay, because you can experience that from anyone. It doesn't have to be a female. It can be your lover. It can be your cousin. It can be your friend, a family member. There are people in our lives that are that good to us. Sometimes we just don't know that. So, to call someone a friend, you need to know that you have to have consistent positive interaction with them. Liking someone as a friend without them being good to you is not okay. So be mindful of people's actions around you. Yes, we as human beings are wired for intimacy and connections, but I don't want you going out there subjecting yourself to constant rejection, pain, and ridicule for the sake of connection. Don't do that. Don't have someone drain you out and leave you on the side of the road. Don't allow that. As a motherless daughter, I seek healthy relationships. I give relationships time to grow. And I open myself up for all the possibilities. Until next time, I want you to be so good to yourself. Be so kind. Be so loving. And open yourself up for all good things. You deserve it all. You are enough. I want you to share, like, and comment on this episode. I want you to rate this episode. This is how other people are going to get to hear about Empowering Motherless Daughter episode. Rate the episode. Comment. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know how you feel. Let me know. I want to know. And I want you to let other people know, because people are hurting, guys. I promise you, people are hurting. It is not just you and I. So comment, like, share, and rate this episode.